like literally nothing in some cases, which is really cool that we have these cassettes that, as far as we can tell, don't exist, or they exist somewhere, but no one has like posted that they exist and has made any record of them.
It's weird that bands existed and then disappeared without leaving an imprint.
Totally. Or they did, but the only imprint are these like plastic cassette tapes that will last sort of forever.
It's like digital imprint, I mean. Like it really puts into perspective just like how much information is available to us at all times.
Totally.
And sometimes like bands didn't even have like an EPK. They just like shot their cassette into the ether and hoped and prayed somebody would pick it up 30 years later.
Some of these cassettes have like handwritten notes stuffed into them. They're like, "Hey, thanks for hopefully playing our cassette. This is our press kit." Like it's wild. Anyway, so I found a bunch of stuff, and I will be continuing to come back to this well, because there's all sorts of stuff. There's some artists that we did know about that we didn't know about. That I didn't know about, and there's all sorts of weird stuff. Like, I just want to play a little bit of this this cassette called by a group called the Mystic Fuse. The cassette is called Cycles of Eons, and I'm just gonna like let you hear a little bit of what this sounds like. Jamie can't hear it because he doesn't have headphones on, but you, dear listener, can hear just like improvisational synth weirdness.
Cycles of eons.
And that is it's Ray Fuse singing. A little bit of research. He is one of the artists that is actually documented on the internet as an outsider artist who's been involved in like theater and dance and music and visual art and all sorts of things since like consistently since 1995, 96. So this is right at the beginning of that. But he's got a website called sacredsoundvision.com that has a detailed biography and list of works that goes 93 93 93 93 94 95 96 96, all the way continuing up through today. Things like Backyard Ecology with Ecomania, the International Sculpture Exhibition, Roses of Fire, the Fringe Festival, all sorts
Roses
of stuff.
Of Fire.
So that's cool. I also found this cool compilation of Vancouver electroacoustic music from 1995.
Oh, is there Arnie Einfeld all over that?
So, no, there's no one that I personally recognize, except there is one piece by a Kevin Smith. And I did do a momentary, like, wait, Kevin Smith did go to Vancouver Film School.
Oh,
is
boy.
Is it possible?
Oh,
but,
boy.
I don't think it is. And also, like, it's very hard to find on the internet the dates that Kevin Smith went to Vancouver Film School. I tried. There's lots of articles being like, he went to Vancouver Film School and then he dropped out, which makes it very funny that Vancouver Film School, like, champions him as the, like, the role model.
When he was like,
when he went there and he was like,
F this okay, noise.
Yeah, I'm going to go make my movie. You know what? It got him to make his movie, so I guess it there worked. Right. Anyway, again, like, most of the pieces on this the electroacoustic cassette, which is called City Squeaks, most of the pieces are in the, the short ones are 7 minutes long. there's stuff from a piece called Uwanji by Betsy Smith that includes field recordings from a trip that she and her brother took to Zaire to sort of commemorate the death of her father. There's recordings, sampled organ pieces. There's a piece by Adam Gehdos, who is now like a video game sound composer for like relatively big video game. He also did soundtracks for episodes of Stargate.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. All sorts of cool stuff on here.
I see that through line, you know? I see that through line.
For sure. For his piece, he sampled the sounds of banging on a steel mixing bowl filled with water and a short, sharp violin attack on the open G and D strings. and turn that into a piece of electroacoustic music. So there's all sorts of cool stuff there. But what I'm going to play for you is maybe the cream of the crop, just in terms of, it's more in line with what we usually play here, which is kind of fun, but also is just like a treasure of a physical piece. It's by Children of Atom.
Yes.
And they've been very, very careful in the liner notes to make it clear that it was, you know, it's a play on Children of Atom, because it says Adam, and then the D and the A are kind of turned into a T and an O, so it's Children of Atom.
Oh, that's good.
The cassette's called Nothing You've Ever Heard Before. And all of the songs are copyright 1993 Mas Neotech Biosystems, written by Children of Atom.
Did you do the research? Did you look up that business license?
With acknowledgments to Rutger Hauer, and special thanks for inspiration to Philip K. Dick. Children of Atom Biosoft ROM cartridges and SimStim cassettes are available from your local software dealer. All biological tissue vat-grown in Chiba City, exclusively for Children of Atom. Children of Atom use one Onosendai Electronics, okay, Mas Neotech Biochips, and Hosaka software.
This is the most Jesse stuff I've ever heard in my life.
This is, like, very cool. Cyberpunk cassette by Children of Atom, who they do appear on Discogs with three cassette single releases, all from about this period. And the track we're going to hear is indeed an ode to Blade Runner, and it is called Replicant.
Yeah.
Disco Critter by Froggy Worm here on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Before that, we had new music from Spectres, The Old Regime, from their record Presence, which that's Presence CE, not TS, in case you were wondering. That one is out next year in the month of March, March 15th, so an advance single for that. And before that, we had a throwback to Children of Atom. Up and at them. The track called Replicant, which featured plenty of great Rutger Hauer sound bites and Blade Runner quotes. As Jamie was mentioning from before, it was cool to like Blade Runner back in 1993.
Hey, you were just a geeky loser who like geeky loser nerdy things.
Who was making geeky loser industrial rock about those.
And that makes it admirable.
Love it. Thank you, Moss Neotech Biosystems. More of that sort of thing to come in future episodes. Hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, too bad.
We're going to do it again.
It's happen anyway. And another thing that's going to happen is we're going to keep playing music because there are 11 minutes left in this show and we have made it through 9 of our 21 songs.
Which is more than I expected us to do, yeah. Considering I was pitched on the possibility of there being 2 8-minute bangers.
Well, we avoided that by not playing any of the electroacoustic music. Okay, but what we are going to do is play a new track from a friend who was with us not too long ago here in the studio. She actually teased this song and mentioned that it would be coming out. That's right, it's Chenzina, new track called Oz here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Well, Jamie.
Well, Jesse.
That's it for the Vancouver mixtape. We're running out of time, so I will very, very shortly say we love you. Goodbye. We'll be back again soon. That was Kellarissa. Before that, you heard Hallelujah Hailu and Tenzina. Okay.
Okay.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.